Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we are right in the middle of the LDS Church Christmas campaign, Light the World, where we are encouraged to serve someone in some way every day for the month of December. My husband and I are doing this right now, and I have several family members and friends who are posting about this online, and they're getting involved. And it's been really cool to see just people coming together for the sole purpose of helping and loving each other. We're not expecting anything in return. We're just here to help, here to serve. But I've found that as you do things like this, it's actually really emotionally rewarding because you see so many problems out in the world. You see so much chaos and harm and hate, and it can be really overwhelming and sad to think about all of these problems. But there is something that you can do. You might not be able to help everyone, but you can help someone, even just one person, feel better and have more peace in their life through the service that you can give them. So no matter how limited you might feel, there is always something that you can do. And there's a new Give Back episode out right now that's about that very principle. And it's called Crocheting for a Cause, and it's on MormonChannel.org. It features a woman named Ellen in Idaho Falls, Idaho, and she was feeling pretty down on her luck. She couldn't walk or stand for long periods of time. She had a lot of physical ailments. She had some financial troubles, but she was still able to find a way to serve others. So take a listen to this clip from her episode.
I have really bad problems with my feet. And standing for any length of time becomes very excruciating. That's why I sit in my wheelchair or a comfy chair. I love to crochet. It's something that I can do with my hands. If I can't walk, I've got my hands, I've got my eyes, I've got my mind. It is so neat to take a skein of yarn and make something out of it.
And if you are struggling to find a way to serve or even to find your purpose in life, the website giveback.lds.org is a really great resource that you can use year-round, not just at Christmas time, to find service opportunities. So here are some ways that they suggest on the website to get started with service. Number one, first ask yourself, what do you like to do? What skills or talents do you have that you could use to help someone else? Number two, find out what type of service needs there are in your community. For example, are there a lot of refugees or immigrants coming into your area? Are there a lot of single mothers around that could use some help around the house at the holidays? Or are there hazardous weather conditions where you could shovel someone's driveway or help drive them to the store if they don't have a car or means to get there? Number three, ask friends in your congregation or work or school what they do to serve others and ask them if you could come along with them sometime. And number four, most important, pray and ask for direction from the Lord of where your efforts might be needed the most. He can really guide you and direct you. And it's one of those things, be careful what you pray for, because if you ask, you know, Heavenly Father, tell me what you need me to do. Tell me who I can reach out to. Tell me how I can serve. He definitely will answer because that's what he needs us to do. And that's one of the main purposes that we're here on the earth is to help each other. So remember that all month long, you can see videos and an Advent calendar with different examples of ways to serve people every single day on christmas.mormon.org for the Light the World campaign. And if you do participate in the campaign, be sure to take videos and pictures of your service and upload them to social media using the hashtag #LightTheWorld. I really hope that you can all participate in this, and I'd love to hear your thoughts and your experiences that you've had on our social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All right, we're going to close our episode today with a quote from previous LDS Apostle Elder Richard G. Scott, and he said, "We best serve our Heavenly Father by righteously influencing others and serving them." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.